are on Daf Ein Chesam Adalev by the Mishnah. Aseicher es hamoyer lo'ilicha bahar bo'ilicha bebika. The conditions that the Seicher made with the maskil worm, lo'ilicha bahar, that he's going to go derech ahar bo'ilicha bebika. The Maram says Pshat, he was going to a certain destination, and there were two Eifanim, how you can get to the destination. You can go Derech Har and Derech Bika. And he told him he's going to be Melech the Chamer Bahar, Veilicha Bebika, Bebika Veilicha Bahar, Afilu Zu Esamilim, Bezu Esamilim. It was both the same distance, Humeisa, and the Chameir died, Chayiv, he's Chayiv. So that we will see in the Gemara exactly why he's Chayiv in this case. Aseicher esa Chameir, leilicha bahar, leilicha bebika, im hechlika potter. If the behemoth slipped in the bika, so he's potter, because if the behemoth slipped in the bika, it was zicher would have slipped in the har. I mean, the bika was not the sibe of the hachloke. A har is more slippery and more slopy and more narrow. So if it slipped in the bika, it's zicher not because of his pshia. So he's potter bim huchma. But what is if it got heated up in the biko? So then we are toiler. This was because of his shinui there, because biko is a mokim that the aver is in shoilet there. So that's the sibir why it died. It was huchma. But if the agreement was the other way around, leilicha bebiko, veilicha baho, imichlika chayiv, if it slipped, so that's because he was mishanim idas bailim. If he would have taken it, nebika wouldn't have slipped. A har is more olo that the chamer should slip, so he's chayiv. Bim huchma, and if it got heated up in the har, potter. Imachmas hamaylo chayiv. But if it got heated up because it exerted itself going from the regular har to the top of the har, so the exertion brought about the chimum of the chamer, so then he's chayiv. Aseicher esa chamer vehivrika. So the Val will learn from Pshat. Hivrika means that it got blind or it lost partial eyesight. Oy shenasis angarye. Or he hired the chamer and he was going on the way, and the sorry hamelach saw the chamer and they say, we need this chamer for avodas hamelech, let us say for practical purposes, that he got it back a week later. But al kaponim, there was a week that it was out of commission. It was being used by the melech for avodas hamelech. Oy maloi, so the masker will tell him, Arei shaloch lefonecho. That means, we'll see in Rashi, that I'm not responsible to give you a different chamer. The chamer is here. There's an inconvenience. It can't see as well. or Nasi Zangarye. So, Reishaloch Lefonecho, and there's a Ravit that says, we'll see from Rashi also what seemed like that, by Nasi Zangarye, so let us say that he hired it, let's say, for a week, and after a week he would have accomplished what he needed the Chamer to do. Now, Nasi Zangarye, so there was a week was out of commission, so now he needs it for another week. So the Ravid says he's not mechuyev to pay him, though, for the week he didn't use it. But Al Kaponim, the masker is not mechuyev tzutzishtaun another chamer. And so even though this was an inconvenience to you because of the Hivrike or the Nasi Zangarye, Arei Shaloch Lefonecha. Meisa Einish Bara, what happens if the chamer died? How he had a chamer for a week and it died. Einish Bara, it's Nishbara Raglo. Chayev Lahamid Loi Chamer. So now the masker has to tell him to another chamer. He invented a chamer. Now this chamer was Mesa, so he has to tell him to another chamer. Let us see Rashi. Bibika Bohilicha Boho Boroishaho Afar Pisha Derech Cholok v'yoshar chayiv. So, they bring down from the Maral that Rashi means to say, Lafuki, he didn't bring it from the Ragla Yehor to the Reish Yehor. The Tchilas Hilach was b'Reish Yehor, the Derech was cholok v'yoshar, there wasn't a winding, twisty Derech. There was no exertion, like later we heard that Imachma Samala Chayev, there's an exertion for the Chamer to go up the Hor. He was speaking about Relicha Bahor Baroi Shahor. The Tchilas Ahilach was Baroi Shahor, and the Derech was Cholok V'yoshor. So that means the Etzim Hilach was not a Sibbe for the Mises HaChamer. Chayev. His chayiv here it died, and we attribute the misim to the hor. The Gemara meforish maishna reisha ochid le maflik ben huchlika le huchama or beseifa maflik. Here it says tamzei if he took it behor, he took it to bebike, and he was mishana from the agreement, he's chayiv. It doesn't specify what happened, what the Sibes HaMisa was. It was Mesa. Now there's a new Dibra Maskel. Elicha Boho Ve'elicha Bebika Im Huchlika Pota. So if it was Huchlika in the Bika, he's Pota. Shebahar Hiruya L'Hachlik Yoisa. That means if he would have taken it Bahar, that was the agreement, it's more Roy to slip. Sheroy Shahor Chat, the top of a hor is narrow, Umbishupal it's Todim, and there's a slope, it's very slopey. So Memele, it's very olu to slip in the hor, and if it slipped in the Bike, it's Ichanat. Mitoich pshiyusai. Vimhuch mochayev. But what is if it got heated up? Shehabika ma'lehevel lefi shehorim sviva. There are mountains which are around the valley. Vein avir shoylet bo. There's no avir. So memele, this is sicher asibe why it was huchma. imachmas amayla uchma. But what is if he took it baho? But baloisa meregel oho leroishoi. Chayiv ven ischayiv shahamayla golmolo. That means bringing it up. The agreement was he should take it in the vikeh. And lemaisa, he brought it up on the har, and that exerted the behem, and it was chuchma because of the maila. For hushina leilicha baho. Bivrika bigmarim afarish. Oy shenasis angaria, shenetalua labidis amelach, was taken for avidis amelach. Oy maloi maskil esaycher, so the maskil tells the saycher, Arei shalach lefanecha. Tlena kemoi shehi smuya. V'hi Rashi is saying Pshat Ivrika means that it lost its eyesight. V'teilech, use it. Sha'af mazloch goram kemoi mazli. That means it's your mazl also. Utrach V'yasher oisa bedrochem. That means, so first of all, Rashi says that there is no chiyuv on the masker to shtel to another chamer because he tells them she'af mazloch gola k'moy mazli. So I saw Natera Shmuel, he brings down from the Nesivis, the Simin Shin Yud, that there's a difference between Ivrika or Mesa. Mesa, it says that there's an obligation on the Maskir to be mamed him another Chamoyer. Ivrika, there's no obligation. Rishalach lefanecha. And Rashi explains because by Hivrik you can say Rei mazloch gora. So the Nesiva says if someone acquired something and afterwards there was a kilkul, after he acquired it, so we can attribute the kilkul. It's your mazel. That means you got it already, and now something happened with it. So he says, a beautiful chilek. By a behemah, there's the shimush of the behemah, and then there's the etzem behemah. A seicher acquired the shimush of the behemah. That means he rented the shimush. It's your behemah. The shimush is my. He acquired the shimush. The shimush is now mine. So now it's the shimush is not too good. It's not walking properly. It doesn't see well. So Mamela, I could attribute this. Look, you bought it and you rented it, and now it's not working too good. So it can be tailored. This is your mazel. If the behemoth died, the etzem behemoth does not belong to the seicher. There, the kilkul is, the mask is a kilkul. So Mela then is mechuyev to shtel to another chamer. You can't say masloch by mise, because it's, that means here the whole kilkul is a kilkul in shimush. So you acquired the shimush and now, it's not working too good. So then we can attribute that this is your mazel. This is your mazel. This tachva sodecha. That means this is your mazel. I will not take full responsibility because it doesn't work too good. Utrach v'yasher oisa bedrochim. So you'll help guide it. It can still carry. It's a roile shimush, but it's not so convenient. So, Mazloch gora. Vegabe ingarye nami hamtein at shetoshuv. that means that Gaius also, that means it's just a delay in the Shimush. That means you entered it, good, so. This is a delay. V'nafsi sha'af mazlachom. Again, Rashi says that if the whole kilkel is only in the Shimush that you acquired, so I can attribute this kilkel to your mazel. V'navsid shineinu. We'll both lose. What's it? We'll both lose. So the Goyim brings a Rai from this Rashi, that Rashi holds like the Rai that we mentioned, that he doesn't have to pay him. Kozman, it's by the Angaria, he doesn't have to pay him the Schiris. That means the Mazlach Goram is that you cannot finish your work in the time you had planned to. So it'll take you a week later, but Leidach is not mechuyev to pay him if he was unable to use it. That's v'navsid shneinu. So the Goyim says, Rashi Vaistois, that the master will also have absent. As maslach gomrim. It's my mazal also. That means I can't accept the schiris for this man that you were unable to use it by not law and garia, but al kaponim. I mean, you also, it's nafsi shneinu. That is by Hivrika, oinasis and garia. Mesa oinishbara. What is if it was mesa oinishbara? Shemafsid kolschoroi. That means now he had paid for it already. Now it's dead. So now he's losing the whole schar. Some shot it's an ichor, it's man, or it's a tirche. That means he paid for it and he has no use out of it. Meishay nishbaro. Chayiv ha-masker. Limkoir ha'oir v'hanevela ha'oir. So now you have a dead behemoth. Now the dead behemoth has some monetary value. It has skin. It has basar. So chayiv ha'masker limkoir ha'oir. So he should sell the oir. V'hanevela l'klovim. And the basar he should sell for klovim. Ulahisif moitz, and then he should add some money also. Ulahamid loichamayr, and he should purchase for him another chamayr. That's one alternative. Or yiskul loyacher bidmeit nevela. Or Rashi says a second alternative, that he should rent another chamayr. Bidmei nevela. Sherei chamoyer ze shibed loy. The Bible will stop here. So, the Rosh says there's a gimgum bedivrei Rashi. Now, our Mishneh, we could learn in two ofanim. One ofan we could learn that it's speaking about, he was masker loy achamoyer stam. I'm renting you achamoyer, lav davke. That was not, I'm renting you achamoyer. So then, and we understand, chayv lahamid loy chamoyer, he's mechuyev, if that's pshat in the Mishneh, so I rented achamoyer, now, you're supposed to rent me a chamer for a week. The chamer died after that day, so you have to give me another chamer. Or it could be speaking about chamer zeh, that he rented him this chamer. That was the schiris was on this chamer. So the Rosh Tain is on Rashi. Rashi is not consistent. Rashi, in the end of Rashi, says, Sherei Chamer Ze Shibed Loi. So Rashi says from Rashi that there was, the Sechiras was on this Chamer, Chamer Ze Shibed Loi. In the beginning of Rashi, Rashi says, when, how we're going to buy a new Chamer. So Rashi says, well, you sell the oil, you sell the meat, and then you take some money out of his wallet also, and then they buy a new Chamer. Now, so he says, if it's speaking about Chamer Zeh, there's no such Chiyav Lohisef Mois. That means, there is a Rashi and the Sheikh, Chamer Zeh Shibud Loi, whatever you can get from the Chamer, that I understand, this Chamer was rented to you, and it's Meshubit to you that, from whatever one can get out from the Chamer, that, it's Meshubit. But Lohoisev Mois, that doesn't make sense if it's speaking about Chamer. That's the Rosh's Kasha and Rashi. So the Madura Basra wants to fend for Rashi. I mean, Rashi seems close to say it's been about Chamer Zeh. That's the end of Rashi. So Chamer Zeh Shibud Loi. So Be'etzem Me'ikar Adin. So we have to understand like this. This is a dead Chamer. Rashi said how much money you can make from a dead Chamer. You can sell the oil, you can sell the meat. But between you and me, after all this, you can't buy a live chamer. A live chamer is much more expensive than a dead chamer. So you won't have enough money to buy a live chamer. So Rashi in the second Mahalach says, but you'll have enough money to rent a chamer. You can rent a chamer. That means that the can rent a chamer, that's the second half of Rashi. A yiskalei achabed may nevel. That means he can rent a chamer, but this is not worthwhile for the masker. That means in Yisod he has to shtalim tzuba chamer. Yes, it was chamer that he was mishabed this chamer, and so with this chamer. There's a chamer here, which is a source of, with the demeya chamer, you can acquire money to rent a different chamer. So, out the previous schiris, chamer ze shibed loy, so he's mechuyev to sell the boso and rent a chamer. That's meikar adin. It's not very practical for the masker, because it'll be machal yekarnet. That means he's going to sell the chamer, he's going to rent from a chamer, he's going to end up with nothing. It's fine. His commitment to the seichi was mekayim, but after the schiras, he remains with nothing. So the Madura Basra says, it's worthwhile for him to sell the chamer and be mice of money and to buy a chamer, so I'll upon him after the schiris will end, he'll have a chamer again. So Rashi is only saying a practical eitzah for the bala chamer. That means he has to sell him to a means of transportation. Chamer ze shibud loy. So beikar adin, he can just sell the bsar Nevela and rent him a chamer, but that is not a practical eitzah for the masker, so it would be worthwhile for him to sell the chamer and be meisef mois, and then he'll have a chamer after the schiris will end. Oi, yachzer lo yischor. Now Rashi says, or there's another, the Mishnah said, chayv lahamid lo yichamer, and let's say, according to the second case of Rashi, that means that's the minimum obligation of the masker. The minimum obligation of the masker is that with the chamer that is here is chayv lahaskel lechamer. So I mean, we'll mishabed this chamer, shimuchiv to be masker. Or he'll give him back the money. The Tour disagrees with Rashi. He says, what should you give back the money? He gave money. He was kind of the chamer. He was mishabed the chamer. So you have to fulfill the obligation. Now, good dog is back your money. So he disagrees with Rashi. The Mishnah says, he's chayv lamed le chamer. He's back your money, a good dog. He can't turn the clock around. There was a schiris and a shibud and an obligation, and you machuiv to shishtal me machamer. This chamer died, it's good. So memela you machuiv, he can't just, if he wants back his money, memela, but yatzal eschori, it would seem that the seich is saying, listen, I want a chamer. We went to the chamer, go. Shtal mitzua chamer. And he says, no, forget about it, he's back your money. So that the two tainis on Rashi disagrees with Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Afilu zu yud milim. Zu yud milim. So, the Mishnah says, and just not to go into the particulars, but the first case of the Mishnah is that the chamer died because of the avir of the har, or because of the avir of the bike, and that's why he's chayav. Seiches hachamer leilichay bahar veilichay bebike, and what's the apostle shall we know it died because of the avir of the bike. So memele, so you took it in a place that was mesavev misoso. So memele, yechayv. So the Mishnah says, afilu zu yud milim, zu yud milim. Afilu, it's the same distance. That means the only difference between the shini of the seicha was not that it went more. He took it in a different mokim. You're supposed to, the opmach was to take it bahar, and he took it bebike. So Taisu says, "Vehu adin afilu zu shaholach b'ktzore yoseh." That means really, afilu nachmer, afilu by going through the bike. So there was less mokim. There was a shortcut through the bike. There was a shortcut. So he's also chayiv because the sibis achiv on the seich is because the avir of the bike was meimis. So that's the sibis. So memele. So the Mishnah should have said a bigger chiddush that a filu he accomplished by going through the bike, that the chamer wouldn't have to walk as much. Afilachi, he's also chayiv. Afilu zu shaholach boktzora yoisa, ela shaloi chosh laharech. He wasn't chosh laharech. He didn't want to be marech. So the Ivrin Taishvus is as follows. Bachayre, the Mishnah should have said like this. Afilu zu yud milin, vizu yud milin. Afilu zu yud milin, vizu hay milin. He's chayev. But it has to be marech. That means it's like this. Yud milim, then yud milim and hay milim. Good. Tell me a bigger chiddush. But a chosh laharech. So, Rabbi Kevege, tzeichen tzu, a tshuvis harash alevi. The Rashi Levi had a tremendous problem with this Taisvis. He should have said, "Afilu zu yud milim, bezu hay milim." Finished. He said, "You have to be marech." And with that, he said everything already. And much it says there, stark with this kasha, Rashi Levi. Now, He brings down the Rosh. He said, the Rosh, he understands. The Rosh also asks the Kasha. The Rosh says, if you know the reason why Yishayev, the reason Yishayev is because I attribute the Misab, the Chamer, the Aver Ahar, the Aver Abiker. So, there's no chilek between Yudmilin, Heimilin. It's not Revuse. The Chamer died because of the Aver. Tila Heimilin. It's no Chiddush. That's what the Rosh answers. The Rosh, he understands. This is Akasha. They say it's Takasha. The Rosh said Takasha fights of Lishon because there's no greater Chiddush Yud and Yud and Yud and Hay. Because the reason Yechayiv is because of the Yavir. But Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus by says it is a bigger Chiddush. And he really should have said the Chiddush. He didn't say in the Mishnah the reason why Yechayiv. I mean, if it was saying the Mishnah why Yechayiv. So then the Rosh is right. The Mishnah doesn't say why Yechayiv. So the Mishnah, it keeps us in suspense. They both, there was the same amount of hilah, and you're still chayiv. The Mishnah doesn't say why. So Mamelsa Taisus say, if you don't say why, so say a bigger chiddush, but lose a smaller amount of hilah. So he doesn't understand Taisus. How much is a zershtak of Taisus, but he wants, one halach he wants to say, something very interesting. He wants to say like this, that he says, by a, it would only say, it should have only said, afilu zu arucha vezu ktsora. That's what it should have said. I'm finished. So no, afilu, the shoven is also. So he says, could be, I wouldn't know it. That means like this. Aruche, he says, Agada Yisod. He says, you can ask anybody who has Bahamas, and he also is very well acquainted with this, that a Bahama has to do exercise. And if you memayit the hiluch of the Bahama, that's also detrimental to the health of the Bahama. The Bahama needs, so he says like this. If it would say, afilu zu arucha vezu ktsora, I would say that arucha means that it was too long. And zu ktsora means that it was too short, and that's why the behemah did not have enough yigiyah. So these two, that means each one is a sibbe for the misa. Either walking too long is a sibbe, or walking too short is a sibbe. So he has to tell us, and if they're both the same, it's also chayav. Then you'll know that there's a third sibbe of avil. But he has to say everything. If it would only say, zu arucha v'zu ktsore, I would think that each one is a sibbe l'chiyuv. The aruch is a sibbe and the ktsor is a sibbe. Okay. Huchma baho pota. Now, it says that huchma baho, so that means he was supposed to take it bebike. Nu is huchma baho pota. Vim toima. L'man da'oma la'el t'chilose b'pshiye b'soife b'ayin is chayit. Amai pota. Amai b'ayin is chayit amai pota. T'chilose b'pshiye o'yil inyan uchliko. Now let's just refresh our memory. This is a Yisaidus the Ketaisris. There's a Gemara before. The Gemara brings down such a shayla. That Tzrifa d'uveni is a type of a hut, and the person was a shomer on mois, and he put it in the tzrifa d'uveni. Now, tzrifa d'uveni is, there are two hezekes which can occur to mois. One hezek could occur that the tzrifa d'uveni could burn. would burn down, so the moish would get ruined. So by putting it in a tzchifa de uveni, which is a flammable hut, is a pesheya. This is a pshia. This is not watching properly the money, because by putting a tzchifa de uveni, it can get destroyed. There's another hezek that could occur, gneive. Now the hezek of gneive, ganovim usually will not look in a tzchifa de uveni. That's not where you look for money. Tzchifa de uveni is very fine camouflage that a ganav doesn't look there. There a ganav fault nicht ein to look in tzchifa de uveni. So memela, so the gabi gneve, it was a good shmira. The gabi schreife, it was an inferior shmira. And the Shema went and had mois, and he put it into the tzchifa d'uveni, and it got stolen. So that was tchilosai bepshiye, v'soifai boines. It's a machloikis. If tchilosai bepshiye, v'soifai boines is chayiv or potter. There's a man, the Yoma, that holds tchilosai bepshiye, v'soifai boines is chayiv. In fact, Taisus, I would say we have a problem with our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, it says that chuchma bahar is potter. Because why? Because chuchma bahar, and if he would have taken it, because it would have been chuchma. So, but he's a peshei legabi chuchlika. So, tchilosai bepshiye v'soifai ba'ines. Rafal pikein is potter. So, if Taisus fact, what did he do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that he was supposed to take it to a beaker, and he took it bahar, and nukma bahar potter. Im toima lamanda oma la'el. Tchilosai bepshi b'soifa ba'ines chayev amai potter. Hatilosai bepshi yehoi yelinyin huchlika. V'yesh loima. De loima chayev elo. So Taisi says, amuridike yisod. Loima chayev elo ba'ines sheyesh litlois. Shim loi hoya mishane efsha shloi hoya bo ha'ines. That means that the pshia that he had done, because of this pshia, that is why I can assume that the gneiva happened. That means that the loy mechayv abayne sheyesh litloy shim loy hoya mishane efshish loy hoya bo ha'ines. Ki hi de tzrife de uvene, de oines bo mach mesapshir. That means, legabi gneve, he did not make a proper shmirit. He was an oines taker, that's true. He was an oines. He didn't have to think that ganovim would look in the tzrife de uvene for money. That is true, it's an oines. But if he would have done what he should have done, that means if he would have made a proper shmir on the mois, and a proper shmir on the mois is, he puts it in karke, so then the gnevu never would have occurred. Because of his batlonishkeit, that he put it in the tzrifa de uveni, so lemaise, the oinus came about. Lemaise was gigambit because he was a pesheya. That means if this pshia would have not come about, if he wouldn't have been a pshia, the oinus wouldn't have come. So it's an oinus shebo machmas a pshia. Shim hoya matznia tachas hakar kiddishmu. If he would have properly made a proper shmire on the mois, it wouldn't have been stolen. And nothing would have happened. But since he made, even though in Yisod, this is a proper shmira for Gneva, but since he was Pesheya in this shmira, so the Gneva came about through this Pshia. Avul Hocha, Ki Huchma Bahar. What are you asking me? he was pesheya by bringing it on the har, because it would very readily slip. Fine. So philosophy pshia. But if it was uchma baha, if it was on a har, and it was uchma, koshkin de imloy shina, if he wouldn't have been mishana, for yahilech bebika da have a uchma, as if it would have been uchma. So that means the oinus, you cannot relate, you cannot connect the oinus to the pshir. That means this oinus that happened, that was huchma bahar, that means that if I would have done what I should have done, etzicha would have been huchma, etzicha would have been huchma. So memele, so there's no sibe lechayvoy. By Tzrifa Dovene, if I would have done what I should have done, made a proper Shmira by being Taimenit Pekarke, so then there wouldn't have been a Gneiva. Since I made a Batlonish Shmira, the Gabi Sreifa, about that also, this Batlonish Shmira, even though Lehavale Lasuki Adaite, that it would be stolen, but this, the Oynes was Bo Machma Sapshiyah. It wasn't nitzel because of the pshia. But over here, that it was huchma bahar, so, and if it would have taken it, because it would have been huchma. So memela sotaisri says a yesod, that chilose bepshia v'soifa b'oynes is only chayiv, if the oynes is bo machmas apshia, then it's chayiv. Vahochi Omar Rove Bamafkid. And there's a member of Rove and Amafkid. Gabi Posha Bo Vyotzoso La Agam. It's speaking about over there as follows. He left the door open. It was a behemoth. He was a shema and a behemoth. He left the door open. The behemoth went to an Agam. An agam is a dangerous place. Why is an agam a dangerous place? There's zevim there. There's ganovim there. He was a pesheya, but let it go by agam. What happened that no zevim lemaisa were there, bishas maisa. No ganovim were there. And they got a heart attack. And they died. So Rovis said, malach hamoves, mali hocha, mali hosom. So what connection is there between the misa of the behemoth to my pshia? That means 100% true I was a pesheya, and if it was gigamvet, if Zevi made it up, I'm responsible. This came about a day pshiosi. But lemaisa, that did not happen. They had a heart attack. So malachamovis, malayochim, malayosim. The malachamovis, else the heart attack would have a heart attack. But in my house also. So Mamela, so Rava says, close this yesod, an oynes, that loy bo machmas ha-pshiyah, the pshiyah is not a sibbet that brought about the oynes, so then you don't say it's close to the pshiyah, but say for oynes. Fine. So now Taisus put down guidelines. Chilosa b'pshia b'sayfa b'aynus is only chayiv k'v'pshia bo machmas aynus. B'shili ha'payalim, it says, gabi hiniach edroi ubo liya. A person was a roye of a eder, and he left the Eder, Ubo Leir, Ubo Ari V'Doras. And Ari came and had a feast, and he ate up the whole Eder. Potter. He's Potter. Umuki Lo Rabbe, the old Be'idne Deloy Aile Inshi. And it's his Potter, Afilu, when he went into the town, he should have not gone in. That was Als Eloche Roye, he shouldn't have gone in then. He did an Avle. He went in, he left over the Tzoyin. He had no right to go in then. And an Ari came, and he's Potter. ופורך הבית תחילוסי בפשיעה לעניין גניבה וסייף הבינס ולעניין ארי. So הבית יש את הקשה, that means it's why he put it, תחילוסי בפשיעה. It's all בעידני דלי איילי אינשי, so by leaving the Eder, you left them susceptible for Ganoven, and Anari came and ate it. So, Abaye es Rabbi, should be chayv al tchilose bebshi v'sayif ha-bayimus. V'hosom, so Taisvus asks, according to my yisod, a tchilose bebshi v'sayif ha-bayimus is only if I can attribute that the oynis came al yedei ha-bshiyah. If there wouldn't have been the Pshiyah, the Oynis never would have come. So what's Abayis Kashi, Tlosa, Pshiyah, Vesayif, Abayis? He went in, and it's a Pshiyah, Lagabi, Ganovim, and an Ari came. So, and if he wouldn't have gone in, so what would be? So, I mean, if an Ari would have come, then he'd go as soon as the Ari comes. So, Kaponim, Umukilo Rabbe, Dobidnit Le Aili Inchi, Apor Rabbi, Etchilose Bepshi Linin Gambi, Vesayfa Bainis Luninari, Bosom, Afilulai Poshohu, Ble Boleir, Oyen Nera Hoinis, the Oinis would have, did not come about because of the Pshir. Umay Porich, so according to my Yisod, Etchilose Bepshi, Vesayfa Bainis is only for Oinis Abo Machmes Apshir, see, it's not Oynes Abo Machmas Apshiyah. V'yesh Loimah, so they said, no. That's also, if he wouldn't have been Peshaya, and if he would have done what he should have done, it could be the Oynes never would have occurred. The Shema im Hoyasham, Hoyam Melicham Lemara Acher Koydem Bias Ari, a Hoye who's doing a proper job, so you don't stand there in klutz, you find if they ate, they grazed in one place, so he'd go and take them to another place. That as Roy should have done that. And if he would have done that, so could be Dari, they wouldn't have been there when Dari came. If he would have done what he should have done, could be that Dari would not have met them there. So it's an oinus, but since he didn't do what he did do, so then Dari came and they were there. One mahalach. Kein der Geräum, der ist hat sie hier in Besatz so, hat sie hier in Besatz ach. Oi Shema, im hoye Shamari, hoye yore love Shem. Maybe that he would have been scared. How do you know? That means it could be because he wasn't there that Ari came. Oi hoye mekayim beigam esari vesadoi vika avdecho. Or could be, a Ruach Gevura would come into him and he'd take care of the Ari. He can never know. It could be there's a few things that could have occurred if he would have been there, which would have prevented the Ari from eating the Tzoyin. So that's called that Oynes Bo Machmas Apshiyah. Belafoch yitzorich leforish apshatosam kach tekoma. The Gemara says, "Ein oimrim ilo hayishama yamatzel, ala oimdim im hayoyochel hatzel chayv mulapota." The Gemara Gufa says that we shatzop if it would be shaykh to be matzel, so then he's chayv mulapota. V'yevshel leforish bin yinach. Rav Alfis pirish osam. Now the Rif said, "Amur de kipshat." The Abaye Litaime, the Oma Beperik HaMafkid, Loi Miboy, El Afiluman, the Oma Pota Hoche Chayiv, Ahavle Da Agma Kotlo, Mashmo De Laman, the Oma Chayiv, Osi Shaper Belav Haitaime, Afo Pi Shoines, Oyo Nera Bechol Inyin. There's a Meridiki Gemore in the Aflamet Vovomet Beis, which the Rif, there's a Machlikas there, Abai Vorov. Taisus brought down the member of Rov, and Taisus did not mention Abai. Abaye says over there as follows. Abaye says that, this case, that it was Peshaya, and the behemoth went out to the Agam, and that's Amor de Kipshia, Lagabi Kanovim, Lagabi Zavim, Lamai said, none of these occurred. It died in the Agam. So Abaye says like this. So if your hold chilos b'pshia b'sayif abaynis is chayiv, so you're chayiv, finished. Chilos b'shiv sayif abaynis, good. It was a peshay legabi ganovim, and it was a nainis legabi. It died there. So he's chayiv. Nafilu your hold chilos b'pshia b'sayif abaynis is potter, abahocha havla da'agma kotla. So here Abaye says, you know why the behemoth died? It didn't die from a heart attack. It died because the hevel of the agam is detrimental to the behemoth, and that's why it died. So that's the second shtiktoir of Abaye. Abaye comes to tell us a medical factor, that the behemoth died not because a rov attributed malach hamavis, malihocha, malihosam, the malach hamavis. No. Malach hamavis. It's the havla da agma kotla. That's what Abaye said. Good. That's the second shtiktoir. So Abaye says, "Afilu yehol chilase bepshiya v'sayfe ba'ines is potter. He will be chay because it's kulay pshiya. He let the baby out in an agam and died because it was in the agam. Fine. That's what that's the second half. But what's the first half of Abaye? The first half of Abaye is Abaye says, forget about my shtick tayrim. Afilu you won't say havla da agma." Kotle, abo, chalasa bibshi, b'say voice, was a pesheya, legabi, ganovim, uzanayne, said it died there. So you also chayiv. So the Rif said, amir de kiluyis. So the Rif says, so we see Abaye holds, that the din of chalasa bibshi, b'say fa ba'oinis, is a fila oinis, abo, shalay machmas apshi. Because if we assume that it died because of the Malach HaMavis, so what's the chiv of Trilose Bebshia, Trosh Shiva Benis, but Lamaisa died because of Malach HaMavis, Aval Pik and Abaye holds Yechai. Zok the Rif, so Abaye Lishitosa, yes, the Kasha and Rabbe. This Kasha that the Rabbe said, all be Eden Eidoloi Eili. He went into the Shtot when he shouldn't have gone in. So he's potter. So Abaye said it's chilosa b'pshiya b'sayif abaynis. So Tosfos says it's anoynis abosh loy machmas abshiya. So Tzarif Abaye l'shitos Abaye doesn't hold this. Amir de kiluyis and agavulche. Let us just mention for 1 minute. There's amir de kerabe kiveger rabe kever. What's the lomdus of Abaye? I mean, Tosfos said a very nice vorech. He was a peshay legami genovim. Then he got a heart attack. Ooh, chilosa b'pshiya b'sayif abaynis. Says Amir the Rabbi Kevega. Rabbi Kevega says that a shomer that is peisheya, the minute he's peisheya, that means like this: he left the door open. The chances are, and it's going to go out to the agam. The chances are that a zeb is going to eat it up. A ganav is going to. Agam is a makim. He was Amir the Kepeisheya. Zit Rabbi Kevega. Since the chances are that it will be genizdik in the aga, he's chayiv to pay right away. This is a shamer. You are mechuyiv to watch it. You are peshay in your shmir. You let the behemoth go out to a mokim, which will be, you're mechuyiv to pay right away. Before anything happens, you're mechuyiv to pay. No boss. If you were zeichen and you had a mazel and it came back, so that's a tashlumin. So pshat is there was a chiv tashlumin. Really, Arav tapped him on the back and he says to him, you know, you can take out $100 from your bank account. You owe him $100 by leaving the door open. And then the behemoth comes back in a half an hour. Well, so he just got back $100. So there was a chiyuv tashlumim mitzad pshiyosoi, and he pays up the tashlumim if the behemoth comes back alive. That's the svar of Abaye. So Abaye held a shomer that is a poshea, mitzat shomer, he's mechuyev to pay ready before anything happens. Since he did something that most probably will bring a hefsed, you owe money now to the bailiff. If it comes back, you pay it up. If an oinus happened, and it died, the Malach HaMovitz came, you're mechuyev to pay him. Not because you're chay for the oinus. Because it died, so mechuyev you're chay for the b'shi. Azizu trabe kevek b'shat nabai. Al kaponim, so that was the Rif Shtik Torah. So the Rif said, Abaye? Abaye estakashan rabbe? Abaye l'shitosa. But al kaponim, according to this mahalach, so mechuyev, so we have now a kasha and our mishneh, that it was Huchlika, that he brought it to the Har, and that everyone is a Pshia, that Mesabal be Huchlika, and Lamaisa was Huchman, he's Potter. So let's say Tlos Pshia, we say Vibinus. As on the Rif will have Taisvis Kash. About, anyway, so let us see now Taisvis. Ravalfis Pirishosum Dabaila Tame, Dom Rebecca Mafkin, Lemi Boy, Ella Philomandia Mapoto, Hachai, Dabal Dagma Kotli, Mash Medomandia Machai, Aisha Shabe Belavai Tame, Ava Pishoinis Oyenere Boholini. Viesh Litrois Rayosoi, Lamandia Machai, Nami Soma Chai Tame, the Koma Besoif, the Havle Dagma Kotlo. Im lekein tik shleim im asnis in der hoche de kamma hochma bahar potter. So Taisvis just says, what pshat na baye? I just like to say one mahalach in pshat and Taisvis. That means the Magen Geboirim says pshat and Taisvis as follows. That is zicher. The behemah when he lets the behemah out in the agam, he's a peisheya legabe gneve and zaeve. Now, we'll ask statistics. Will this behemah die from the havla the agma? Will it die? The air is not, will it die from the havla the agma? So statistically they'll say, don't have to worry about that, because 9 out of 10 behemoths will not die from Havla Dagma. Good. So, but since he was a Pesheya, by letting it out in the Agma, it was a Pesheya because of Gneve and Ze'evim, so Memela Afilu, this oinus occurred, which statistically it wouldn't occur. It's not an oinus, but this is oinus of Machmas Abshia. If you wouldn't have let it out to the Agma, this would never have occurred. Then Abaye said, Nochmer, and I got news for you. Statistically, 9 out of 10 behemoths die from the Havla Dagma. That's what Abaye says. Abaye said like this, if you hold, Abaye is going that it died, not the Malach HaMovitz, it's not the Malach HaMovitz, it died from Havla Da'agma. No, Abaye's a pilpul, is Havla Da'agma an oinis, or is Havla Da'agma a pshia? Do I say that 9 out of 10 behemoths will not die from Havla Da'agma, then he's an oinis, or do I say 9 out of 10 behemoths die from Havla Da'agma, so he's really a pshia, out to Havla Da'agma? So that was Abaye's tutsdodim. So Abaye said like this, Afilu, you say that 9 out of 10 behemoths don't die, but it's chilosim b'mshiyah b'sayif b'oinis, because the oinis came achmas the b'shiyah. And Afilu, you say chilosim b'mshiyah b'sayif b'oinis is potter, but I got news for you, this is not an oinis. 9 out of 10 behemoths do die because of the aglug lachman. So Taisvah says, there's no such Abaye that the Rif fabricated. Abaye means something else. The Rif fabricated this Abaye that holds that chilose b'mshiyah v'soif v'boynes is chayim. Afilu anoynes shebo shaloi machmas abshiyas. He says there's no such Abaye. And Taisis proves it from the kasha, from our Mishnah. Dim lekein, tikshleim esnisen doche. Tekom b'huch mepoto. Amil, amashin, the farish lipsoiv, the ochle choshtu glosim imshios, he shapa. That we have to see at the end of the Perek, the Taisvis says a pis, another mahalach, so then it will not be shver this kasha.